The Reheating Constraints to Natural Inflation in Hornsky Gravity, by Chen Hsu Chen et al. For the subclass of Hornsky Theory of Gravity, we investigate the effects of reheating on the predictions of natural inflation. In the presence of derivative self-interaction of a scalar field and its kinetic coupling to the Einstein tensor, the gravitational friction to inflaton dynamics is enhanced. As a result, the tensor to scalar ratio R is suppressed. We place the observational constraints on a natural inflation model and show that the model is now consistent with the observational data for some plausible range of the model parameter delta, mainly due to the suppressed tensor to scalar ratio. To be consistent with the data at the 1 sigma 68% confidence level, a slightly longer NK is greater than or equal to 60 duration of inflation than usually assumed is preferred. Since the duration of inflation, for any specific inflaton potential, is related to reheating parameters, including the duration NRE, temperature tray, and equation of state omega re parameter during reheating, we impose the effects of reheating to the inflationary predictions to put further constraints. The results show that the duration of inflation NK is affected by considerations of reheating, mainly by the omega re and tray parameters. If reheating occurs instantaneously for which NRE equals O and omega re equals 1/3, the duration of inflation is estimated to be NK57, where the exact value is less sensitive to the model parameter delta compatible with the CMB data. The duration of inflation is longer or shorter than NK57 for the equation of state larger or smaller than 1/3, hence NRE does not equal zero. The maximum temperature at the end of reheating is tray caret max 3 times 10 to the power of 15 GeV, which corresponds to the instantaneous reheating. The low reheating temperature, as low as a few MeV, is also possible when omega re is closer to 1/3. This was the Reheating Constraints to Natural Inflation in Hornsky Gravity, by Chen Hsu Chen et al.